Orchid, and welcome to Saturday Night Country, Australia's home of country music. Well, three more sleeps till Christmas morning. I know the kids are excited. The big kids like me are excited as well. And I know that every year I sort of look at Christmas in a different light. The older I get, maybe you're the same. Well, it's lovely to be sharing it with family, and I look forward to Christmas Day. And because Christmas times are coming, let's start with this tune from Patti Loveless. Indeed, and I think I'm ready. Well, almost. Patti Loveless there, Saturday Night Country. Our guest tonight, well, we've got so much to get through. We have the Sunny Cowgirls coming up, and also news about O'Shea with their new release. Both two new albums planned for Tamworth from O'Shea and the Sunny Cowgirls. And how about we hear from O'Shea? Every day is a good day, and they are the Golden Guitar winning new talent of the year.
Car and it goes real fast, but only when I can't afford the gas. It's been forever since you changed your tags. That's okay. That's okay.
When you're counting down to Christmas morning. That was O'Shea, and we'll hear some more from O'Shea later this hour before we have What's On. To get us in the spirit, though, of continued Christmas spirit from the sunny Cowgirls, before our chat with Celeste, here's Christmas Photos.
Oh, it's December in Australia time. Remember all the family Christmas tree, 95, lights and tinsel all entwined. Put a fairy on the top, there's Grandpa and Joan and Pop. Organized, with cranky, beef
fries, Santa hounds in big black boots, in the back of Jacko's ute.
Oh, it's December in Australia, time to remember all the family. Gather round for a photo.
Hang on, Les, where did Dad go? I've got to get everyone in the picture.
Oh, where?
Oh, look, here he is. Come on, Dad.
Hurry up.
Hey, Chee.
Oh, not Mum sitting now.
That'd be right.
with the bat. After him across the flat. Come on, Tom, you've had a bowl. Andy. Oh, thank you, Peewee Hooky Shaggy.
You're on my side, grab the bat quick. Now he's run off with the stump.
Better give that nick a thump. I think I'll just go and have another run.
In the big shop.
I don't know who she is. I think she's a
retired lady.
No, no, he's a dumb.
Go on over, hurry up. Hurry up. Say cheese.
Cheese.
Oh, no, hang on. Where's Brandy?
Oh.
Adam.
Off he's going her up the gum tree. He's gonna get a big skinny free. And the Campbell Queen's lake. It's a chocolate and chalky cake. It's Christmas time for him as well. See his big long belly swell.
That's the Sunny Cowgirls, and guess what? Sunny Cowgirls fans, Tamworth is going to be a huge month for the Sunny Cowgirls because their fifth album is coming out officially on the 11th of January in time for the festival. A huge show they're putting on the 23rd of January in Blazers. To tell us all about the new release is, half of the Sunny Cowgirls, the lovely Celeste. G'day, Celeste.
G'day, Felice. How are you going?
Really super. Now, it's exciting times for you, heading towards Christmas and knowing that you've got this fabulous new album about to come out to delight fans. You must be tickle pink.
We're very excited. It's been a long time since we released our last album, so we just can't wait to get it out there and for everyone to hear these new songs.
I can't believe that it's actually number five for you guys. I mean, it was 2005 that your careers really started to blossom after visiting the Academy of Country Music, and you had a little bit rusty out and met this bloke called Adam Brand, and since then you've taken over the country.
I don't know about that, but it is sometimes I just sort of stop and think, like, wow, I can't believe this is number five. It's sometimes it feels like, you know, we've been doing this a long time, but other times it feels like, you know, we sort of only just started. So yeah, it feels good, and it's a bit of an achievement for Sarah and I guess. So we're happy girls.
It is a lovely achievement, and you are always happy. And I think that, you know, you're saying that it feels still like it's new. I think that's part of the charm. You do keep it fresh, and sharing the love and enjoyment with your sister is a pretty unique thing. You're very lucky.
Oh, thanks. It's funny. Both of us are lucky that, you know, I think we get along so well, you know, and you know, I know you've got a sister who you're very close with as well, but and sometimes working with family members over a long period of time can get a bit hairy, but Sophie and I have managed to, you know, remain best mates, and it's still lots of fun. We still feel so lucky to be able to, you know, make music for a living, so yeah, two thumbs up.
Now, listen, you do make music for a living. That is your passion and love that you enjoy to do. But there's this other little sideline thing that you just can't get out of your blood. And that is, working on the land and the enjoyment of that. And I believe I'm getting you out of a bit of a hard yakka at the moment. You're supposed to be helping shear some of those odd 2,000 head of sheep at the moment on the property in near Hamilton. Now, how did we get you out of that work, Soap?
I'm going to thank you for that, Flo. It was perfect timing. We're just shearing lambs just before Christmas. So I'm rousing, and I've shorn just a couple. I'm still learning how to shear, but I just had smoko for half an hour, and now I'm having another little break, so I'll make myself another cup of tea.
I think that I picked the timing just spot on. The other shearers, I'm guessing mostly blokes here, are probably going to think that, the girl's getting out of the hard yakka.
I know you
one,
Flip. I'll buy you a beer next time I see you.
Well, I won't be able to have too much of a beer in Tamworth because we are expecting another Bambino in our clan. So,
Wow! Congrats, I had no idea. How exciting.
Well, thanks very much for that. But, yeah, it won't be a party Tamworth Festival for me. Unlike the pair of you with the new album, What We Do, coming out. Now, I believe you actually produced this one with a good mate of all of ours, Sam Hawksley. How did this arrangement come to be?
Yeah, well, you know, we've been great mates with Sam for many years, and you know, he's a great musician. I guess he's known as a guitarist in the country music industry, and he's done a few producing jobs in the last few years, and we were just wanting to, you know, get someone fresh, with a fresh, you know, head and a fresh perspective of the Sonic Outlaws, I guess. And we thought Sam was the bloke. He's living over in Nashville at the moment, and it was all kind of a bit of a whirlwind and kind of a bit of a last-minute decision to go over to Nashville and do it over there. But, you know, it just felt so right as soon as we contacted Sam. And, you know, he's so talented as a songwriter and as a musician. So we thought, give it a crack. And, we headed over to Nashville and you know, a couple of weeks later, we had an album. So I think it all felt right. So we were happy with our decision, and it was just great to get his thoughts and just a fresh direction, I guess, on the Sunny Cowgirls.
Pretty exciting stuff, and from what I've heard, I have to admit, I did hear a little sneak preview of some things that he was working on, because I was over there at Sam's place in September, and I was pretty excited. I felt like a fly on the wall, and so the songs, though, it's just going to be a wonderful whole package, What We Do, the whole new album. But we get to play the single, which is out now, Green and Gold. We'll play that in just a moment, but it really does... it does launch you into a new direction, and there are some new sounds there, and it's like, you know, the Sunny Cowgirls has stepped it up a mark, and these more mature young ladies still having a party time. But would that be correct in saying that, do you think, Les?
Yeah, I think so. That's I think that's what not that we set out to do that, but it's just everyone grows up eventually to some extent, and as I said, it's been 3 years since the summer album came out, and I think, you know, so I've always written about what we want to write about, and I think as we're getting a little bit older, it's probably just a bit more, songs have probably got a tiny bit more depth, and maybe a little bit more family oriented, or things like that. But it's still very, there's still some lighthearted stuff on there too, but it's, I'm glad to have a little sneak peek, and I'm glad, I'm happy with that feedback, so that's good.
Well, don't get Sam in strife for that, though. It was me being a nosy Parker.
That's good.
Catching up on Saturday Night Country with Celeste from the Sunny Cowgirls, half of the Sunny Cowgirls. Now, Soph is in Tamworth, and it's really great that you guys, well, you're living on opposite ends of the country at the moment. You're in Western Australia, but Soph in Tamworth. But I tell you what, it was a pretty good decision of her moving to Tamworth for you come accommodation time in January.
Oh, I know, it's great. It's like being at home, you know. As you know, your Tamworth is sort of a 2 week thing, and I'm sort of glad that I won't be in a motel room for 2 weeks. So I can put me down and wash my feet.
Yeah, sure. That
would be great.
Yeah, Lakshya's going to do that. Cook your dinner.
Yeah,
each for their own. It's such a crazy time. But look, it's lovely catching up with you, and we wish you the best of luck for the big launch. The 11th of January will hit the stores, but then your show, the 23rd of January. Are there any surprises you can tease us with for the show yet, or is it just grab your tickets and get along and don't be disappointed?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're just super excited. We've got all the boys in the band coming along, and of course, we're going to be playing lots of these new songs, which we I just can't wait for. So, yeah, and of course, we'll be playing a few of the old ones as well. We might have a few little surprises thrown in there, but yeah, come along and let us know what you think of the new album.
And get a signed copy of it. I have a quick question now before we play Green and Gold. Christmas, what's the big plan? Who's going to catch up with who, or are you getting together with the rest of the family?
Yeah, Sophie and I are heading over to WA next week, so we'll have a big family Christmas there. I reckon we'll spend about 10 days over in Perth, and I reckon there'll be lots of cold beers and lots of swimming in the ocean, so I'm looking forward to it.
It sounds beautiful. Now, we're going to go out with Green and Gold. You are in love with Australia, aren't you? It's this is your Aussie anthem song, isn't it?
It's a bit of a love song to a beautiful country now. So, yeah, I hope people can relate to it. And I think we should all be proud to be Australian. So that's what the song's about.
Oh, it is. And coming up to Australia Day, which we will be celebrating on during Tamworth and the actual Golden Guitar Awards night. So we're going to have a big one. And I'm sure we'll be hearing this many, many times over on the 26th of January as well. So Merry Christmas to you, Celeste, and to Soph. Pass it on. And we're going to hear Green and Gold right now on Saturday Night Country. Thanks, Celeste.
Thanks so much, Liz. Merry Christmas.
From Webster to the Fuhrer to the Great Adelaide Hills, like walking through a painting, watching colours as they spill, through Wyndham where the skies still wear the snake, to the grey that comes swaying on the banks of Copper Creek. The great white shark is lurking beneath the turquoise sea. And at your feet, and the colours of the rainbow, red and shine. It's a story to be told. It's a picture, it's a portrait. It's moving as the wind blows, and at the end you'll find a pot of green and gold. Down to the snowy mansions, painted powder white, all that mirable that sparkles from the Melbourne city light. The camouflage so crocodile is looking for a fight. And that painted little possum that'll keep you alive. Hey, where are you? In the colors of the rainbow. Thank you.
Saturday night country with Felicity Urquhart. Local radio, Radio Australia, and ABC Country.
Oh, it's so great tonight to be with you here on Saturday Night Country. Have you been out caroling tonight? Or out watching a show? Perhaps you have. You're on your way home. Hope you had a good time. Didn't get burnt by any candle wax. Although I guess that's kind of part and parcel. Carols by candlelight. I do enjoy this time of the year, and getting out with family is what it's all about, particularly the little ones. And we're expanding our family, actually. This is the last night that I'll be on Saturday Night Country for some time. I'll be putting my feet up and on maternity leave. Scott Lamont will be with you after Christmas, so fear not. And I'll catch up with you on Tamworth, those of you that are heading to country music capital. We'll have some fun there. I'll be doing a little bit in Tamworth. Not too much this year, though. Too close to baby arrival date. But it has been a great year. And later tonight, we'll head down to the local with the best of all the guests we've had in the studio over the last 12 months. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Coming up, we'll chat with O'Shea, Mr. and Mrs., and that's Jay and Mark in Nashville. They're heading back home for the festival in January to release a brand new album, and it's called One Plus One, and I've had a sneak preview. Very lucky, sit in a privileged seat on the show. So let's hear from the swimming song from O'Shea, which is a single that takes us back to the late 90s when Mark actually recorded and released the song. But he does team up with his wife here, and they've put it out on the new album. Let's hear it before we have a chat.
This summer I went swimming, this summer I might have drowned, but I held my breath, keep my feet, move my arms around. Well, I move my arms around. This summer I swam the ocean, and I swam the swimming pool. I got so my wounds, clean my eyes, I'm a self-destructive fool. I'm a self-destructive fool.
Catching up with the fabulous duo O'Shea, who are the current and hold the title of New Talent Winners for 2012. They're going to be back in Tamworth to see the next New Talent Winner take home their Golden Guitar Prize. But joining us from Nashville, the sweet couple, Mark and Jay O'Shea. Mr. and Mrs., g'day to the pair of you.
Hello, how
are
you doing?
Very well, thank you, and very happy to know that you guys are coming back, or back home, firstly to Australia and also to the festival. I bet, speaking of family, that your relatives are all delighted to know you're coming back.
Yeah, it's going to be good. We can't wait. When was the last time we spoke to you? Was it a Mexican restaurant by Music Row here in Nashville? That's
all I have. Yes, thanks to you, I have a whole new desire to eat Mexican more than I ever did before, so thanks to you both.
Uh-oh, yeah, that queso cheese is just killer, isn't it? It's, like, addictive.
It is. Tell my hips that.
I'll come on, you can afford to put on a few pounds.
Well, speaking of pounds, I know that the pair of you getting out in your swimming costumes for the single, the swimming song, you're just showing off. That's what I want to say. And although it does totally fit this time of the year and perfect single choice, and it was kind of nice to go back down memory lane, Mark O'Shea.
Thank you. Yeah, well, you know, everything old is new again. It was being married, it was the only real kind of excuse I could think of to be surrounded by a bevy of half-naked chicks in bikinis and get away with it. Apparently, it was my only option. It was really a semi-song with a single.
Yes, and of course, in the next video clip, I'm going to use the Sandra from Down Under. So, like I'm
speaking
it up.
Yeah, a tough day at the office for Mark that day, but you look just beautiful, Jay, and it's hard to believe that, yes, you do have a little daughter, and, you know, you're back in shape and singing as fabulous as ever, because I am very lucky here on Saturday Night Country. I actually have the new album, which is coming out in January. It's called One Plus One. You're releasing it coinciding with a special show in Tamworth at the Capitol Theatre. The date for everybody to mark in the calendars for the festival dates is the 18th of January. It's a Friday. And it's, it's a great release. And you've done it again, you guys. And Jay, you're just singing. Those pipes are just getting better and better. I think babies suit you.
Oh, thank you. First of all, thank you so much for all those lovely compliments. Second of all, it was a bit ridiculous to be in a bikini in a swimming pool. I don't even know how that happened. Mark just said, come on. I still kind of look at it and go, really? Really? You guys, was that necessary to just talk for everybody with that, you know? So I apologise, firstly, to the fans for that. But no, we're pretty excited about coming out and releasing it in January. Absolutely can't wait for that show. Just starting to get the set list and everything together and talk to the band about the rehearsals and all of that. So it's just around the corner. I can't believe December's just flying by already. It's going to be Christmas in a second and then we'll be there, ready to rock.
Well, listen, if you need help putting the set list together, I could just tell you all my favourites, you know, from both albums now.
Oh, you do, please. We need all the help we can.
You don't need help at all. Speaking of Christmas, what is the plan then? It's literally days away. What is a Christmas day hold for both of you?
I think we're just going to hang out. We've sort of, you know, been travelling a fair bit this year, been back to Australia four times to play different festivals and so forth, and then we're heading home in only like a couple of weeks or something. So I think we need a staycation where we just stay in the house and don't spend a lot of money. And just hang around, if you notice my inflection there, where I said, and just hang around the house and not spend a lot of money, love, and go out and do crazy things.
Yeah, because I'm so wild and crazy these days.
Yeah, I was gathering that was pointed at you, Jay, but you behave well, always have behaved well, Jay, so I don't know what you're saying, Mark.
Don't always behave well, but these days, with a 16-and-a-half-month-old baby girl, it's kind of, you just sort of have to, really. It's not like we're out of the disco every night.
That's a great segue, because we will be out partying on Saturday the 19th of January in Tamworth at our album launch, which we encourage everybody to come to.
Nice work. I was going to mention that as well. The official album is available on sale on Friday, the 18th, and then the Capitol Theatre show on the 19th in Tamworth. It's going to be huge. Now, so you're going to be having a cool Christmas in Nashville. This is Mark and Jay O'Shea catching up with O'Shea on Saturday Night Country. So when you head to Tamworth, how long are you going to be back in Australia for?
But we're in Tamworth for the whole week. It's going to be a festival packed on for us, so we're kind of excited about that. It was really cool. It was completely overwhelming. We had like probably about 15 different appointments a day. And this year's we're going to back it off just a little bit, but we're kind of getting to settle into the same sort of hotel for the whole week. So it's going to be, we're setting up shop in Tamworth. for a week or so, and then we're back to Sydney and trip around all over the shop. So we're in the country for about 8 weeks in total. So it's good.
Wonderful. We might get a play date with the girls at some point.
Yes, please. That would be fantastic.
And what about the babies?
Well,
what are the babies
going? Yeah, my next thought as well. I was talking about the grown-up girls, yes. And the kids can go to daddy. It can be daddy, daughter.
Yes, okay. Nice. Yes, I like that idea a whole lot.
All right, well, Saturday Night Country, we need to hear some music, and if you allow me, can I actually play a sneak preview of a track from the album?
Well,
I mean, there's a few that I would love to just fire off right now, but if it's just the price of, just play one, a little teaser. Because you are launching it in January, it is Tamworth. There's the track called This Could Be Our Year. Now, I'm not sure about the liner notes, and because this is kind of a little press copy, but I'm not sure if you co-wrote this with some of your, you know, all-star mates that you know in Nashville. So could you explain a little bit behind the scenes of this song?
Actually, we wrote this one first with an all-star Aussie mate of ours.
No, we didn't.
Oh, no, we didn't. I was totally about to lie to you.
Don't lie.
You don't have the liner notes either.
I need the liner notes plastered behind my eyeball so that I can remember it all. We wrote this actually with a dear friend of ours, Craig Face, in our Nashville band, Philip Penn. So, it's the positive upbeat tune.
It's kind of just about how the fact that, we've been through some tough times, you know, both musically and... over the last few years, moving around all over the shop and trying to find out where we fit in and everything, and finally, after all that time, the last 2 years, we've felt like something's clicked and we're right where we need to be, and 2013, look out, here we come.
It could be your year yet again, is what I'm going to say, because 2012 certainly worked its magic for you with four consecutive number one singles and Golden Guitar, and the second one for you, Mark O'Shea, because it was 15 years ago that... New Talent Award went to you. I think that makes about 96 or something like that, which really, it's only yesterday. We're still pops, aren't we all?
No, you've actually got that wrong, Tess. That was Mark O'Shea Senior who won that.
He was my dad, Mark O'Shea Senior, who won New Talent back then, and I'm thrilled to be able to follow in his footsteps this year and pick up New Talent again. He's really proud of me, I think.
So that youthful looks runs in the family too. Good genes is what I say, Mark. You're very lucky. You're both very blessed to have the good looks. So listen, how about we hear this track? And also, your TV and online presence is still very evident and really part of what you guys do. And I know that you involve the fans so much with this album and asking their opinions and all that stuff. So it's really, you really love to involve them, don't you?
I just think, part of that is selfishly because we live, overseas. It's a great way to connect with everybody back home. And the other part is just it's kind of, it sounds cliche, but I even hate using the word fan anymore. It's kind of like, let's get real. Most of these people that buy our records, they've come to a show, we've met them at some point, So it's kind of somewhere between a fan and a friend, but Facebook and our website and mailing list and all that stuff is definitely is one of the main ways we stay in touch with folks, and we encourage you to come and like us on Facebook at, what's our URL? It's facebook.com, The Real O'Shea, as is our website, TheRealO'Shea.com.
I know I've been there many, many times. They are the real deal, Mark and Jay O'Shea. We know them as O'Shea. Their new album is called One Plus One. Will be available the 18th of January, which is the Friday the festival kicks off, and Saturday the 19th, the show at the Capitol Theatre. It's lovely to catch up with the pair of you before Christmas. Give Finley a big squeeze for us celebrate her Christmas this year. A bit more savvy with what's going on, I suppose, and perhaps presents this time round.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah, as with TV, I feel like she'll be into unwrapping them and ripping up the paper and that kind of thing. Probably still more interested in the wrapping paper than the gift. But she kind of knows what's going on a little bit,
She'll work it out quick, smart. Don't worry about that. And look, we can't wait to see you in Tamworth. It's going to be great fun, and to see these new songs performed live. There's some special treats too. I know that your good friends McAlister Kemp are even just giving away this secret, a special guest on a track on the album as well. So there's lots there for fans to gobble up again. Let's hear. This could be our year promo show. Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas to you guys as well. Give my love to
Rosanna. Here it is from O'Shea on Saturday Night Country.
I was down to the mast, the last of the pieces, the ship swallowed up by the sea. I was clinging to life, night after night, I felt no one was coming for me.
A great lonely subway, a one bedroom too small to share. A life so diluted, a heart so polluted, waiting for someone to care. It's so hard to say, I'm headed together for the ages.
Tanahu.
We want to wish you all out there a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Filled with great memories.
And listen to lots of great music.
Thank you.
miss my kids on Christmas Day.
Brett with a Paul Kelly classic there, How to Make Gravy. All right, now it's time for What's On in Country Music, and we'll start with Vanessa Lee and Road Train. They'll be at the Coast Hotel in Coffs Harbour on the 28th, 29th, Crescent Head Country Club, and the 31st, Hathead Bowling Club. We've also got Bob Corbett tomorrow playing at the D'Albora Marina, and then Nelson Bay Diggers on the 30th, both solo acoustic gigs. Amos Morris will be at the Taylor's Arms Pub with No Beer on the 31st, and Alan Caswell will be at Culburra Bowling Club on the 29th. We've got Cole Finley playing at the Gympie RSL on the 28th, and Jess Holland will be at the Mudgee Club on the 29th. 31st, she'll be at the Woolpack Hotel Mudgee before she heads to the Gulgong Folk Festival, the 3rd and 4th of January. And let's not forget David Garner, Mark Hilton and the Too Few are about to hit the road on tour, and they kick off the 10th of January at Lazotte's Newcastle, running the 11th Clarendon Guest House Katoomba, the 13th Bucking Bull Canamble, before heading to Tamworth, kicking off some shows there on the 19th of January. Let's also mention that some of the festivals around, we've got the Woodford Folk Festival that kicks off the 27th of December, running through the 1st of January. We also have the Red Hill Country Music Festival, the 13th of January. And the Tamworth Country Music Festival kicks off on the 18th of January. Runs right through till the 27th, and we celebrate the awards on Australia Day, the 26th. And Keith Urban, he'll kick off his tour on the 25th as well in Brisbane. A few shows up in Brizzy before he heads to Sydney and Melbourne, and running through till early February, those dates there with Keith. We also have Nora Jones coming out in February. And let's not forget Neil Young and Crazy Horse. That tour is happening in March, and a couple of the festivals for March too to put down in your diaries. We have fabulous CMC Rocks, The Hunter, 15th, 16th, 17th in March. And then the Threadbro Country Music Festival is on again, the 22nd till the 24th of March. There we go. Now it's time for a little bit more of some Christmas cheer to take us to the news. Now this is from Audrey Auld. She sends a special message. She wants Santa to spend some Christmas time with her.
With me, why must it always be me and that tree? Tell the good little children that your wife would give a million to share your company. Spend Christmas with me. It's lonely at this time of year, but it'd be so lovely if you were here. Even me, don't ever need a living mother trying to please you. Can't she whisper to me, Santa, spend Christmas
with a little bit of swing from Audrey Auld. Santa spend Christmas with me. Sounds like a lovely request. All right, coming up, we head down to the local, the best of for the year. We'll have too many for the hour. I know that already. we'll sprinkle them over the last hour as well. Later on tonight, we catch up with Kelly Menhennett, who is a winner of the Road to Discovery. She's going to hand her crown over in Tamworth. She won the songwriter section, so we'll hear from Kelly later on. Plus, we've got loads of new releases. We might catch up as well with the Wolf Brothers in Tasmania. Lots of exciting things happening in their world, and hear their brand new single. Right now on ABC Local Radio, it is time for the latest national news.